Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. After spending a heat-stressed summer in Maryland, I'm really in need of some restful meditative therapy. And as luck would have it, Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School has been practicing an ancient form of therapeutic baking, shall we say.
Well, there's no doubt that baking bread provides some real therapy.
I think so.
Just the sort of simple tactile experience of working with the dough, and then of course the aromas, whether the dough is sort of fermenting or cooking, it's definitely a smell that is comforting in a lot of ways. And we've talked about baking bread on the show, and the thing is, it's one of those, if you know the guys at Modernist Cuisine, which you know, Nathan Mavroy and the guys who came out with a 6-volume incredible opus a couple years ago about everything we know about cooking, you might not be surprised that supposedly sometime next year there'll be a 6-volume, another 6-volume, heavily researched set of books coming out just purely about baking bread.
Wow.
6 volumes. So it's one of these things that I do a lot, and it's, we've always talked about it, but my ideas change often. So it's fun to revisit kind of where my current thinking is.
Now tell us about it then.
The two things, obviously, well, the three things that you can always talk about are yeast, flour, and water.
Mm-hmm.
They, and, you know, with salt, kind of make up the whole process. And yeast is something that, it's alive. It's this thing that we all love because we all enjoy wine and beer.
Sure,
and it's the same yeast. And for a long, long time, I used the dry package that you, the Red Star or whatever Fleischmann's that you get in store. I've recently switched over to these blocks of fresh yeast, and I can't tell you how much better I think they work. The aromas from the bread are intensified in a lot of ways. They're certainly a pain, you know, to work with because they have a shelf life, unlike the dried package, which, you know, a year or two in the fridge. So you can't just, if you're not keeping up with it, you can't just like at a whim make bread if you don't have it handy. But I can tell you that if you want to really get into making really good bread, you should give a try to this block of fresh yeast.
Now, how does that work? Do you just chip off a bunch?
It breaks apart easily. You kind of just rub it through your hands to break it apart, and it goes into the bread. And this whole idea of proofing yeast, I think, is completely out of context these days. Yeast kind of always works, unless it's really hard to kill.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, a lot of these recipes now that we're using, we just mix everything in. There's no waiting for the yeast to bloom or proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, that's fine.
Are there any flours that you're
working
with? You
know, everybody talks about bread flour, this high gluten flour.
Yeah.
When you really dial down, there's only 2% more gluten in bread flour than in all-purpose flour, and I can't tell the difference. I've given up having 2 flour bins in the kitchen and just use all-purpose flour. Every time I bake bread, it always comes out fine.
Any oddball flours that you've been attracted to lately?
I just love, you know, regular flour. You can certainly make whole wheat bread and a variety of things, but I think to master just a great loaf, crusty on the outside with a great crumb on the inside of bread made with regular flour, it's just task unto itself.
Yeah.
And then water. I mean, I know a lot of guys look for San Francisco water to make sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to tell the difference. I've tried a bunch of different waters and the bread seemed to be fine.
That's good. Well, we'll put some of your ideas down.
I got some great recipes for some new breads.
That's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.